Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, booty update. That booty has come to a halt at $300. Congrats to Austin, who knew the stat of the day. And that was 24, meaning 24 out of the 37 matches between Creighton and Xavier have come down to a five-point game in the final minute. Expect a close one tomorrow, folks. But Austin got it, and he gets his weekend started with 300.
You know what Austin said about Gary's booty? He said, back that thing up.
He said, bring that booty. He said, bring that booty. So I got to run this by you guys. I was visiting with a friend over the hockey weekend, last weekend, and we were talking about some of the bars around UNO. And, man, rest in peace, Pipeline. I mean, that was...
It was a spot.
It was a Wednesday hangout, dollar beers. It was so much fun. And so we would chase the cheap beer nights just like every other college student.
That's just good economics.
It is. I mean, dollar beers, hey, you got a budget. So
we're not all Garrett McGuire.
No. By the way, $285,000, if you're wondering. Rob Dvorak, also $285,000, which brings the grand total of coaches' salaries just over. Well, it's going to be about $5.5 million. Which leaves you about another, and we do not have Bob Wager's salary, but I'm guessing it's not a mil and a half.
No.
I'm guessing you're not bringing on the former high school football coach in Texas to run tight ends, and you're going to pay him north of a mil. So pretty good bet that Matt Rhule is coming in under $7 million. And we'll get to if that's a good thing, bad thing, or indifferent here in hour three. But one of the places, and for people around my age would remember, Thursday night dollar beers at O'Brien's. And so he brought up this thing that he did that I just thought was genius. But then I got to think, like, was this more common? So for some reason at O'Brien's on Thursday night, there would be a little skirmish. Nothing crazy, like glasses weren't broke or anything, but there would usually be a fight or two that would always maybe clear a section of O'Brien's. They had these leather couches and stuff there. It was very swaggy.
Do you ever notice that on dollar beer night, the bar always had plastic cups?
Yeah, plastic cups.
For that exact reason.
Mm-hmm. Because people get rowdy. And you could sort of set your watch that if it didn't happen one Thursday, oh, it was going to double up the following Thursday. So there was one time this was going on. I come back from the bathroom as something is happening. And my buddy just got like this mischievous look on his face, and he's got like three cups of beer. I'm like, oh, did you order a round? He's like, no, that table's got a bunch of beers, and they're all fighting over there. So we'd start walking by the tables and grabbing beers that were at least more than halfway full.
There's a lesson to be learned here.
Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, damn, that's genius. You know, I mean,
pre-COVID, good.
But
the beer kills.
We didn't even know about it.
Probably getting kicked out.
Yeah, they're either getting kicked out or they're so goosed up on adrenaline after the fight, they don't know what they drank and what they didn't drink.
Didn't you have a beer? Oh,
well, we need another one. So, okay, get this man a beer. And we're just sitting there in the corner, like, excellent. So, I mean,
Burns.
Five, six beers, $6 on tip, you know, maybe $10. And then you supplement that with three or four.
With fight beers.
Yeah, fight beers. I like that. Yeah, just fight beers. So did you guys ever do that? Because I thought that was genius. But then again, I started wondering. At the time, I thought it was genius. But I could see that being more commonplace. Where you're just strategizing to the point that maybe you start to instigate fights.
Brought in off the bench to just go pick a fight.
Yeah.
An enforcer.
Yeah. And then you're kind of the hold me back guy, and then as they're holding you back, you just sort of disappear into the crowd, and all of a sudden, before you know it, you're at the vacated table, and you're grabbing all
of
the
Rick Mahorn,
the
full beers. Lame beer.
Yeah. Go. And every now and then, you'd get like a mixed drink,
ooh,
which was more than a dollar.
It was two.
And you had no idea what was in it. But you were willing to take a risk because, again, we were 21 and we had no money.
Is it a whiskey Coke? Is it a rum? We don't know.
I always stayed away from the clear ones.
Is it Copenhagen?
Yeah, right.
Is it Copenhagen?
And that, you know what?
That's
the risk.
Question.
It was a high risk, high reward. Because I always stayed away from the clear stuff because I wasn't a big, like, I wasn't a fan of vodka or tequila. But if I saw something that looked like a rum and Coke.
Yeah. Plus, if it's clear, you might get burned. It's water.
And never once did we notice anybody like, what the hell?
You can't do that. That's their beer.
Yeah, where's our beer?
They're
like,
fighting. They'll be right back.
They didn't know. And at that point of the night, usually later in the night, there's so many damn empty cups around.
Yeah.
And so there's probably like, oh, I probably put it over there. And then chances are they found someone else's beer. It was a vicious cycle. But it got started by my friend who was, I thought at the time, a genius.
I think he still is.
He's a visionary. Yeah. I've honestly never heard of anyone else doing that.
I didn't know if that was more commonplace, especially if you were at a joint that would typically have skirmishes.
Your buddy's not the hero we deserve, but like, he's the one we need.
Yeah. Like Billy Bob's in Necessary Roughness.
Kind of, yeah. Where you poke somebody and...
Texas State.
The by God number one Texas Colts.
Wow.
You say something, Sugar? God, that movie's good.
I thought you were going to do one of these.
I almost spit my coffee out of the microphone. You're going to
throw the ball, genius.
You're going to build an offense around a guy who throws like Edward Scissorhands.
You're going to be playing a hell of a lot of defense.
Oh, what a great
Necessary
movie.
Roughness does not get its proper credit.
That's how bad Kansas football was historically, yeah. By the way. They tied Texas State.
Yep. But then Texas State ends up beating number one Texas Colts in flat top.
Yeah. FAFO.
Thought you could do one of these. Popkey, send it in.
Ooh, too bad. He only had 10 more men left to beat.
God, that's a good movie. Oh, yeah. Rob Schneider, fantastic in that.
Yeah.
Just an all-around good movie. For our younger P1s, if you have not seen...
At the daycare,
yeah. Probably avoid
Guess
that.
Guess what?
At the daycare. But the two college football movies really that exist, The Program, which is not a comedy.
No.
Goes a little bit...
I mean, it kind of is in the first game with Mac and the...
Well, yeah.
I didn't know your mother.
Building the... See, that's where we came up with the chip on the shoulder.
Yes.
That's how he builds the chip on his shoulder. Like, what are you talking about, dude? No, that's how I psych myself up. But that went a little bit over the top. But yeah, it was like a good, fun college football movie. Necessary Roughness kind of dabbles into the whole world of impermissible benefits, but it's more of a comedy. And it's good.
Featuring Sinbad.
Sinbad, Jason Bateman.
Who was awesome on the D-line, by the way. Made some big plays.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're playing Iron Man football.
Yeah.
What about Wildcats? Do you remember Wildcats?
Wildcats
is good. High school football, though, but yep. Very good. I still think the Bird is one of the more underrated quarterbacks in the cinema.
The Bird.
And Wesley Snipes. He was just a bit of a perv. He was a horn dog in that one. But yeah, that's also a very good one. All right. So if I were to tell you, what if I told you, if Matt Rhule came under the $7 million salary pool, is that a feeling of, well, you didn't try hard enough, or, hey, economic coach here. All right.
Yeah, I think it certainly says that he's thinking about it, right? Like, we're not just spending all the money because we have it.
Yeah, I mean, you're just not throwing money around because of it. Like, and we'll get into this on the other side of the break, but the guys that needed to be compensated, I think, the most competitively, I think they are. Your OC and your DC are both making at least a mil. And this is where you look at the coaching staff. You know, we'll save this for the next break because I could go on and on about this. We also do have another stat that we'll be giving you in hour number three. And we've got Husker Hoops at Maryland tomorrow. And the big one between Creighton hosting Xavier on the Pink Out. We'll get to all of that other side of the break. It is Mornings with Sharp and Hanley on 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.